A market is a collection of opinion, and the biggest players have the biggest vote in that particular market. So if we're talking about, say, Vodafone, the biggest shareholders that are trading in and out and rebalancing their portfolios, they'll be reflecting that opinion. So it is only then opinion on all known information, bearing in mind that the biggest players will stay very close to management and want to know as much about plans, and so they should be fairly well informed and it should be fairly well analyzed. So I think it's the best mechanism we have of valuation and the fact that it is adjusting. However, obviously, as you're aware, then you get extreme sentiment days when the markets are selling off brutally. A very good company that in the long run won't be too particularly affected, and when that sentiment wears off, you then get the sentiment and the emotionality of people all leaving or exiting the market in fear. So at those extreme points, you tend to have a less good poll. In other words, people overreact both to the bullish side and to the bearish side on extreme news.
What about broker recommendations? Do they fundamentally move stock prices, do you think?
The big players, when they give an upgrade or a downgrade, can move equities, certainly. You can't deny that. And they do sway institutional opinion. And when they're working on a report, the release of that note is supposed to, I think, largely be under quarantine until such time as they release that point. So you get a sudden, we are buying it. They don't, during the course of the, give too much of an indication of their thinking. So yes, it is a news-driven event that somebody who apparently is applying a great degree of fundamental analysis has come to a certain opinion and is skilled enough to do so. That said, we've heard many broker notes that have been absolutely dismal 3 weeks before, and this comes to the, I cite this example when we talk fundamental and technical, why fundamentalists do need a degree of technical. There was 3 weeks before Enron went bust, there were broker notes putting out saying Enron was a buy. And of course, there was wholesale fraud that the fundamentalists would never have had access to because they didn't have the balance sheets, the off-balance sheet items. A technical person would have seen that there was insider selling on a massive scale. The market was going down on massive volume. You never buy a chart where the candles are red, long, and sinking fast on huge volume. You just don't buy that. It's simple as that. No one would have bought that. So that's the value of technical analysis. We strayed slightly into a different option, but there was a broker note right up to three weeks before from a major institutional investment bank.
Do you think they have a hidden agenda?
I don't always think that the purest intentions have always existed. We've seen plenty enough of emails about pump and dump, this is a buy, and then internal emails saying that it's a pile of crap. I don't think the industry serves itself at all by doing this. And this is why I'm actually even being quite comfortable being contrary broker notes on, if I have my setup and the technical move, and I have a contrary opinion, I actually get a little bit excited now. Where before I used to get nervous, then I was indifferent. Now I actually see it as counterindicative, and potentially I have plenty of scope to believe that they're wrong or that they might have another agenda. But I don't over-fascinate on it.